Shirin Ketzach Nar for Tes Vav Adar Shushan Purim. We're in Siman Kuf Mem Beis Hev Vav. Now, having described already the Chiyuv of Seudas Purim and its time frame, now we're moving on to the famous Chiyuv of Chayav Ben Shalom Suma B'Puri, the fact that a person should drink wine until he gets intoxicated on Purim. Halacha Vav. Kivon Shkolon Es Hoya Al Yidei Hayayin, and being that the entire miracle came about through wine, for example, namely, Vashti Nitzud of Mishtayayin, Vashti's downfall was by the party with wine, or which through Chashverus being intoxicated, or Esther Bim Koyma, this ultimately instated Esther in the palace. Also, Haman's downfall came through wine. Therefore, our Chachamim, they demanded to get intoxicated through wine. And they said, as far as a person should get intoxicated with wine to the extent that until he can differentiate between the fact that Aru Haman and Baruch Marcha, that Haman is cursed and Baruch Marcha is blessed. At least one has to drink at least more than his natural that he's accustomed to. In order to remember the great nisim that happened through wine, the yishan, and this should cause that he goes to sleep, and this is replaces the extent that a person is supposed to drink that he's not machin. He won't know the difference between arham and baruch marche, and this comes about through drinking wine. So he has fulfilled this requirement of chachamim. For ulam, mishu chalosh betiba, someone that's weak by nature. If a person knows that through him drinking that amount of wine, he's gonna look down and so to speak, step over his bounds. Achman on Sunday is a mitzvah in regard to a specific mitzvah, or a bit bracha, or even a blessing, saying it properly, or a bit tefillah, or davening. Oishi yavachas Hashem lekalas roish, or bechlah is going to become frivolous or lightheaded. Mutav shaloi l'shtake, it's definitely better not to get intoxicated altogether. Bechol ma'aseh l'shem shamayim, anything a person does should be l'shem shamayim. We know that Ramah would go around the Purim Banat to ensure everyone davens ma'ariv. Halacha zayin, ha'avil. A mourner, afilu toich shiva, even if he's within the 7 days, obviously he's not in the 30s and not in the year, he's much earlier in the stage that he's in the days of mourning, 7 days. Chayv matan slavyen, he has to give gifts to the poor of money, and chayv agam shloach manis l'reyo, and to send portions of food to his friends. When we call him, however, lo yishlof davar shal simcha, he shouldn't send something which is something that gets people to rejoice, you know, a theme type or big, very lavish. He can just send a meal, which is pretty common. To an avil, his friends should not send mishloach manos. Ain shalach mishloach manos kol shem zechayis throughout the 12 months. Afilu davar she'ein shel simcha, even if it's just like we mentioned, just two brachas, it's a basic meal, nothing very lavish, nothing very exciting, and it brings rejoicing. Still, one should not send to an ani. Imhu ani, if he's a poor person, the avil mutar l'shloach lo ma'ois or shayar davar she'ein shel simcha. In that case, you're filling a need, and that's not considered luxury. You could send the money or anything else that doesn't cause simcha in specifically. Now, if you're stuck on a boat, you're in a place that there's only an avil and yourself, then you have to fulfill the mitzvah of mishloach manos, and you are allowed to, you not only are allowed to, you have to send them as the requirement, the halachic requirement is. Now, dina einu, we already discussed earlier, a person that someone passed away, a close relative, and they didn't bury him yet, how to go about Purim, we described in Siman Kofemal, the previous Siman, with Siv Chafalt. Now, halacha ches, ein lasis malacha b'Purim, on the day of Purim, one should not do labor, physical labor. Misha oisam malacha by malacha, someone that works hard physically on Purim. Ein roya ma'oisam malacha, simen bracha lo, one will not see blessing coming out of that work and that accomplishment, so to speak. Va'idei akama over mutar. You're allowed to do malacha through a guy. Have a guy work in your house, that's not a problem. O mutar lasik rakamati, and you can also deal with business. That means you're just closing business deals, but you're not physically working. V'chein mitar lichtav, yafilu yigash shalom. You can write social letters, you can mark down your different things that you owe, or someone owes you, or you owe them, you're drafting or marking down your book, as long as it doesn't take a lot of concentration. How much more so, you could write, you're allowed to write it, unlike cholamayit, or lasses that you don't need a shina, etc., or lasses, shayar dvar mitzvah, or anything else related to a mitzvah, for sure you're allowed to put yourself to it. That's not called labor for your own needs or your own luxury. And for the need of Purim, for example, someone that doesn't have money for Mishloach Manos, or Matan Slavyanim, or for a lot, for a Sudas Purim that could have his whole family celebrate the Nes, then he's allowed to do even physical, hard-breaking labor, because again, for him, as the Prima Gadol describes, it's not a yoke. Rather, it's a gishmak. This is his simcha. This is how he's getting simcha, and he's getting simcha from seeing his accomplishment. Halacha test. Yom chamisha asar ba'adar. The 15th of Adar, nikra etzlein Shushan Purim. It's Shushan Purim for those that are Merkavas Chaima. That was the day that was given to Shushan to not an additional day to kill by Avayim and to celebrate. Now, ein Omer by Tachnun, the entire Bnei Yisrael, as part of as solidarity and anachtos, do not say Tachnun. Lo kill Erech Hapayim before Kriyas Atayim, lo Lam Natzeach, they don't say Lam Natzeach after Asher, before Valetzian, which is the common practice on a day that there's no Tachnun. But also, Gamkin Basbatayim, one's not allowed to eulogize or fast on that day. One should a little bit add in a meal and simcha and rejoicing. Obviously, we don't say al nisim outside of these areas of Mukavas Chaima. You're allowed to set up a chasana. As long being that we don't read the Megillah on that day, it's not for us the concept of Ma'am and Simcha Simcha, as we'll see. Apple B.M. Shekarin is a Megillah on a day that we do read the Megillah, basically on Yudalit or Mukavas Chaima on Tezvav. Sha'oz Ikra Simcha, that's their main Simcha, was through reading the Megillah. Ain't Isim and Sumim, they're not allowed to set up a chasm. Ma'am and Simcha Simcha, we should not, so to speak, mix together and dilute one Simcha with another Simcha. Neither the Simcha of the Chasm, neither the Simcha of the Nes Purim. Halacha Yud. Now we're going to talk about in a leap year, there's something in the first month, the Yudal and Tezvav are not Purim, because the Gemara and Megillah says, Mismach Gula Le'Gula, and therefore the Gula of Purim we will celebrate in the month that's the closest, in the other that's the closest to the next Gula, which is Nisan. So other base is when we celebrate Purim. However, in the first month on Yudal and Tezvav are also special days, Purim Kot. So Allah Yud, Yoyim Arba Asaf HaMesh Shabbat Rishon. On the 14th and 15th day of Adar Rishon, and Alter Rebbe adds the Mincha Shalof name already, the Mincha Eve of these days of Yidal Tezvav Purim Katan and Shushan Purim Katan. Gam Ken in Emre Loi Tachna Vloi Kelar Hapayim Vloi Lam Natzeach. We don't say Tachna, we don't say the Kelar Hapayim before Kriyas Atayda and Vloi Lam Natzeach before Oval Tzien. Ba'asunim Be'ez B'tayim, one is not allowed to make eulogize or make proclaim a fast day or to fast. On the 14th, we try to add in a seuda, and this is actually the conclusion of Sefer Arach Chaim of Kiv Shulchan Aruch concludes with Purim Katan, and the Ramah adds Toiv Leib Mishta Tamid, that Bechlal, a person should find himself closer to celebrating and always being always rejoicing. And the Rebbe points out that this Talmud is connected to Shavisi Abayel Negdi Talmud. It's a celebration of Yerushalayim. The Simcha shines through Dafka Oizel Chedva B'mkayma Dafka with Simcha. And a person should continuously strive and invest in being on the side of Tevlid Mishta Talmud and Shavisi Abayel Negdi Talmud.